Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children, and builds specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans, as well as work to eradicate veteran homelessness. David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He's never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team Buck, welcome to the Freedom Hut, Tuesday, March 8th edition of the program. And my, oh my, we've got a lot to discuss. Biden says we are going to ban imports of Russian oil. Taking fire here, going after the Russian energy sector, trying to strangle the Russian war machine of cash. Is it going to work? And what does it mean, most importantly, to you and to me? Plus, a majority of Democrats say they would flee the country if America was invaded the way Ukraine has been. Wow. This is a Quinnipiac poll. Democrats, not surprising me, but still appalling. And Florida becomes the first state to recommend against COVID vaccines for healthy children. The libs are freaking out about that. They're also lying about the, quote, don't say gay bill, which is not at all about don't say gay. But they're propagandists and they lie and they're full of it. So we'll discuss all of that. But look, if you've ever wanted to be a real estate investor, listen up. I had never invested in real estate. I'd never bought a house before, ever, until I met my friends at Done For You Real Estate. Now I've bought multiple houses as investment properties in stable growth real estate markets. And I was taken through every step of the process, picking the city, the house, getting the loan set up, getting a management company, and then a tenant in place. So I get a cash flow coming to me every month and I'm paying down the mortgage. It's great, stable, long-term investing to build for your financial future with real estate. Go to doneforyoubuck.com to see how this process works. I love these guys. I've been working with them for years. I have multiple properties with Done For You Real Estate. Go to this website now, doneforyoubuck.com, and you'll see what I mean. My brothers are in on it too. They love Done For You Real Estate. Go check it out. Biden announces that we are, in fact, going after the Russian energy sector. That was the big speech this morning. And I want to start, in a sense, here with a question for all of you. What price are we willing to pay to stand with Ukraine? And I mean price financially. Forget about military and the troops for now, because I think that's still unlikely at this phase to happen, although there's talk about a no-fly zone. But what price are we willing to pay? Because, and I don't think that there's a clear answer to this, but I want to put it out there because I think we're going to find out the answer to the question in the weeks ahead, because the price of everything is going up. You are about to get poorer. You're going to be poorer because the Biden administration thinks that cutting off the import of Russian oil is going to have a dramatic impact on Russia's calculation in Ukraine. there are a lot of problems with this, but at the top of the list is this even going to do anything to Russia? Russia is still going to find ways to sell its gas because people need gas. The Europeans aren't in on this. So this is an American thing. You have to wonder, at what point does the virtue signaling become too much? At what point do people who don't care about the cost of gas because they have so much money, does it become a little bit too much for the middle class, the working class in this country to bear? For example, a Stephen Colbert, who's worth something in the neighborhood of $100 million to ruin late-night comedy. I mean, he's destroyed it. He is a propagandist, a mouthpiece for the regime. He's not funny. It's gross. It's pathetic. It's petty. His show is garbage. But he's out there telling you a clean conscience is worth paying a little more at the pump. Play six.
Since the invasion, oil prices have skyrocketed. Today, the average gas price in America hit an all-time record high of over $4 per gallon. Okay, that stings, but a clean conscience is worth a buck or two. I'm willing to pay. It's important. Right. It's important. I'm willing to pay $4 a gallon. Hell, I'll pay $15 a gallon because I drive a Tesla.
Ha ha ha. I'll pay $15 a gallon, he says. All right. Well, good for him. For a lot of people, that means no groceries. For a lot of people, that means living on, you know, peanut butter out of the jar for a week or two. But Stephen Colbert doesn't know what that's like. He hasn't known what that's like in decades, if he's ever known what that's like. Doesn't care. Doesn't matter. And that's what we're up against right now. If you get poor, if your 401k goes down 30 or 40 or 50% because of this, if we go into a recession, which means the suicide rate and the alcohol and drug abuse rate for millions of people will go up substantially. If we go through a recession or even a depression because of this, Stephen Colbert wants you to know it was worth it to stand with the sovereignty of Ukraine. Now, this is a fascinating moment in our history where apparently we have to be willing to do dramatic damage to our own economy for a war in which we have no part. This is not our war. This is not actually America's fight. And that's why that UFC fighter from yesterday, I think, was so poignant. That's why people really, really understood when he says that he would dig his heels in and fight to the very death when the war comes to Arkansas, when the war comes to America. That's how I feel, too. I thought that was how all Americans, or at least almost all Americans, felt until I saw this Quinnipiac poll. Or actually, I knew that leftists hate this country and would like to see it burn, and they're trying to burn it and ruin it, but and they control in large part the Democrat Party these days. So that's why you see what's going on all around us. This is the Quinnipiac poll. As the world witnesses what is happening to Ukraine, Americans were asked what they would do if they were in the same position as Ukrainians are now. Stay and fight or leave the country. A majority, 55%, say they would stay and fight, while 38% say they would leave the country. Republicans, to 68% to 25%, say they would stay and fight. So almost 7 out of 10 Republicans are like, oh no, I dig in my heels and I fight to the death. I fight for my country. By the way, I'd want to know what with the 30%, like, what's up with you guys? But anyway, Democrats, a majority, 52%, say they would flee the country. If China invaded, more than half of Democrats, according to this poll, would say, I'm out of here. This is scary. Oh, gosh. Please don't hurt me, Xi Jinping. That's the reality of this country right now. And is it surprising to anyone to hear that? Not really. We know how the Democrats view life, view the world around them. They are selfish, they are vain, they are obsessed with their own emotions, and they're often unhinged. This is what drives the Democrat Party of today, and this is why they push for things like men and women are the same. In fact, a man can become a woman. No, no, no. That is not true. That is a lie. We have to continue to watch this conflict closely and what our policy officials. I mean, what a cluster this Biden administration is. Honestly, these people are idiots. And it's not surprising. Joe Biden's always been a moron. But he was good old Grandpa Joe, had been in the game for 50 years. And so, you know, we'll put him in office. Appalling. Appalling. But they don't care. They're in charge. That's all that matters. They're in charge. They get their way. Biden's requesting some $2 billion to be spent on global gender equity. Yeah, that's going to do a lot. Just light taxpayer cash on fire. Right now, when people are going to start seeing real pain at the pump, and it's not just the pump, everything is going to get more expensive. Gas is just the indicator that everything around you is going to get more expensive. And is this going to stop Russia? No. No, Russia is still going to be selling gas to a lot of people. They've got reserves, cash reserves, gold reserves. Russia's not going to come to a screeching halt because of this. How many months of this would we want to go through? These are questions. You know, if, I wish we could have a more adult conversation about this right now, but there are still people out there who believe somehow that Joe Biden is not a catastrophic mistake and that this whole thing isn't absolutely absurd. And it is absurd, sadly. They're lying to you about the Don't Say Gay bill in Florida. The activists have seized on this. They've come up with a clever phrase. They're marching around saying, don't say gay. They're lying. And I want to not only explain to you why they're lying, but also have Ron DeSantis himself, with a smackdown of a reporter spreading the propaganda. We'll get into that in a second. Is there another organization like the Tunnel to Towers Foundation more dedicated to supporting heroes and their families ever since the tragic events of September 11th? Because I can't think of one. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For severely injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. And now, through Operation Home Base, Tunnel to Towers is gifting tiny homes to homeless veterans. Our nation's heroes, people who put their lives on line for our country and our communities, need your help. Help these heroes and their families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. Donate $11 a month at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. All right, we have, here we go. We have the lib media propagandists hard at work here on the Don't Say Gay bill. The bill that the Florida State Legislature has passed says that you cannot teach sex and sexuality and things about sex and all that stuff from pre-K to third grade. Let me say, strangers who want to tell six-year-olds about sex, there's something wrong with them. But you can tell that the Democrats want to start inculcating, want to start creating through brainwashing certain pathways in very young minds about transgenderism and the LGBTQ community and sex in all different capacities. Telling schools not to teach about sex until the third grade is absolutely rational, but we're dealing with an irrational and often demonic Democrat party. It's completely insane. And some reporter said that, what about the Don't Say Gay bill? And Ron DeSantis, Heavy D, as he is known to some of us fondly, throws some punches.
Parental rights and education, what critics call the Don't Say Gay bill, is on the Senate floor.
Does it say that in the bill?
Know that you support.
Does it say that in the bill?
I'm asking
you to tell me what's in the bill, because you are pushing false narratives. It doesn't matter what critics say.
Well, it says it bans classroom instruction on sexual identity and gender orientation.
For who? For grades pre-K through 3. 5-year-olds, 6-year-olds, 7-year-olds. And the idea that you wouldn't be honest about that and tell people what it actually says, it's why people don't trust people like you, because you peddle false narratives. And so we disabuse you of those narratives. And we're going to make sure that parents are able to send their kid to kindergarten without having some of this stuff injected into their school curriculum.
You're damn right. Ron DeSantis doing a great job running his state, which I may become a resident of before the year is out. At least that is my plan. And this is what we're up against. The left just being vile propagandists, lying. They don't care. They don't care. Whatever they can get away with, that's what they'll do. New York City moved away from COVID restrictions. It's pretty much normal here now, except kids still have to mask up, which is completely insane. What is the new mayor, who's a big disappointment so far? What does he have to say about it? I'll get to that with you in a second. Fortune favors the bold, the strong, the brave. For your business to break out of anything holding you back, you need business checking as brave as you are. Introducing Novo Business Checking. Novo is powerfully simple business checking. And unlike the traditional banking model, Novo has no minimum balances, no transaction limits, and no hidden fees. Instead of a one-size-fits-all approach, Novo is customized to your business to save you time and free up cash flow with seamless integrations to Stripe, Shopify, QuickBooks Online, and more. Sign up for Novo for free and join the community of over 150,000 fearless small business owners who found the customizable checking solution that admires their bravery. Sign up for your free business checking account right now at Novo, novo.co/buck. That's novo.co/buck. Listeners get access to over $5,000 in perks and discounts. novo.co/buck. Sign up for free. Novo Platform, Inc. is a fintech, not a bank. Banking services provided by Middlesex Federal Savings, FA, member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. Here's Mayor Adams on why it's necessary to keep masking up toddlers.
A group of parents brought me and talked to their children and explained to them. I told them, you're going to be taking off your mask like your big brothers and sisters are doing now. You know, when you have big brothers and sisters, sometimes they do things first to make sure it's safe for you. And those children, they understand it because they trust their parents and they trust their leadership. They're not tainted like adults. You know, they still feel that we have to make the right decisions for them. And I'm with the parents. I want those masks off. I said it in January. But I have to do it right to make sure our city protect its children and don't close down the city again.
Masking up toddlers so he doesn't have to close the city again. Has he been asleep for 2 years? Is the mayor of New York City a moron or just a coward? These are the things I want to know. Toddlers never should have been masked. Masking does not protect toddlers. They are masking up between bites and sniffles and coughs and pulling their mask up and pulling their mask down. It is idiocy. It is child abuse. Does the mayor of New York City want to end city-mandated child abuse? That is the question. The answer apparently is not yet. We'll come back to more on all this tomorrow, team. Thanks for rolling with me here in the Freedom Hut. Shields high.
Born on America's darkest day of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays the mortgage on the family home to lift the financial burden. For severely injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. Through the Foundation's Homeless Veteran Program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless veterans. More than 3,300 were helped last year alone. Because all veterans who honorably served, whether in peacetime or war, deserve our nation's gratitude. People who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities need your help now more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.